Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, Director of the World Ocean Observatory. For those interested in further informed commentary on ocean issues, Blue Notes, produced by journalist, author, and ocean advocate David Helvarg, is an excellent online resource. To subscribe to this newsletter, go to www.bluefront.org. In his most recent message, Helvarg describes the introduction in July of a long-anticipated National Ocean Protection Act, sponsored by Senator Barbara Boxer, Democrat from California, which will focus on federal ocean policy. Such an initiative was the strong recommendation of the two ocean study groups in 2006, one sponsored by President Bush, the other by the Pew Foundation. The two groups agreed on many issues, but no matter. The White House did very little in response beyond appointing an intergovernmental ocean policy group that has met infrequently and done little. According to Helvarg, the Boxer Senate bill resembles H.R. 21, an ocean act for the 21st century, introduced in the House of Representatives by Congressman Sam Farr, also Democrat from California, which was recently passed 11-3 by a Natural Resources Subcommittee. The Boxer bill will create a national ocean policy to protect, maintain, and restore marine ecosystem health, establish a national ocean advisor to the president, create a council on ocean stewardship in the president's office, create a panel of advisors made up of representatives from various sectors, including tribal, research, educational, commercial, fishing, and environmental groups. Move the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration out of the Department of Commerce and make it an independent agency. Authorize regional ocean partnerships to help implement the new ocean policy and promote ecosystem-based management. Promote ocean science and education. And establish an Ocean and Great Lakes Conservation Trust Fund and authorize up to $250 million in fiscal year 2010 for state funding, research, and education. Helvarg opines that both versions are bound to face stiff opposition from some interests that have already signaled their intentions to fight for business as usual in several letters of opposition from such organizations as the American Petroleum Institute, the Oil and Gas Association, the National Association of Home Builders, the Fertilizer Institute, the Cattlemen's Association, and some fishing and other industry groups. Helvarg also asserts that these organizations have indicated that if they cannot defeat or otherwise eviscerate this legislation, they will organize a public campaign to portray the protection of our public seas as a threat to, quote, our growing economy and the nation's defense, unquote. This in spite of endorsement of the legislation by a strong bipartisan coalition in Congress and most of the pertinent government agencies with ocean interest and jurisdiction. The United States is in dire need of a new ocean policy. The European Union, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, the Scandinavian countries, and many other nations have addressed the issues and declared their legislative response without compromise of their national interests or security. For us to succumb to either complacency or narrow vested interest is simply to condone the continuing deterioration of the ocean as an ecosystem, the health of which is essential to our climate, our economy, and our community. As Helvarg argues, it is important that all of us follow the progress of this legislation and express our opinion to our elected representatives. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced by Amelia Poole in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.